Hari Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahana Viryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavaditamastu Mavidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Mata Chaitanya Upadhyayam. This is Nyaya Sutras. Okay. Page 42. Continuing with
Tarka.
Tarka. Oh, still continuing with Tarka.
Yes.
Okay. Udriti, Srila Prabhupada. Achintya kalau kalu ye bhava natams tarkena yo. Tarka means arguments. In another place it is said, Tarka, argument, is futile. Tarka apratishtaha. By argument, you cannot come to the right conclusion. So pratishtaha, you can't establish anything. Apratishtaha, through argument. So that's where the thing is with logic. The elements themselves can't establish when it's used in the proper way. Just like your kitchen utensils won't cook lunch. You know, otherwise, if people thought, okay, if I just get a better quality pan, you know, that whatever, you know, that $250, you know, French or Swiss pan, if it would cook lunch on its own, it'd be worth it. You know, so that's the thing, is these are tools. And so if that's appreciated, then you can see, because it's not because I know the tools, it's how you use the tools. It has to be vada. Vada means you're desiring to actually come to the absolute truth. Then the whole thing works very nicely. Otherwise, you can have arguments. And by knowing the logic, you know, you may be a little bit better at winning an argument, but that's not what logic's for. It's not for winning an argument, it's for actually understanding, analyzing, understanding what is the absolute truth, how to apply it. Because we've heard from Shastra. We see the environment you're in, how to connect the two. You know, like before, it's like there's a situation, we know what the Shastra standard is, then we know what's going on in the home, how to connect the two. That's what logic is for. Right? So that's the whole, you know, idea like that. So if that is understood, then it'll be applied. It's not for winning arguments. Because in the Western idea, then this, you know, logic and rhetoric means simply how to win an argument. Which, what are the logical elements, but rhetoric, then how to use that to get something established. So they know the logic, but they don't know all of it. That means for some fine points they don't know because they don't care. Right? You have your idea, the other guy's idea, and then the synthesis. So the idea is just how to win. So Jalpa and Vitanda, that's all. Vada is not part of Western logic. Because logic, you say, is logical, is not. You have to see the connection, this and that, but what is it establishing? That you have to see. Does that make sense? Yeah. You can argue in a way. I can argue a better way. He can argue in a better way. That is not the system. That will not help. Right? So whoever is good at arguing, there's always somebody who's better. Right?
Yes. So it's basically like sports.
Yeah, it's sport.
it's a, you know, mental gymnastics.
Yes.
So it's, I mean, it gives certain satisfaction.
Yes.
It's not about finding the absolute truth.
Yeah, but generally the satisfaction it gives is when it's arguing, is pride.
Yeah.
Because then you always argue. Because I just heard the other day of someone I knew, always used to like to argue. I mean, for him it was, like you said, sport. It was very inspiring to him. He could find someone who was, you know, he could get into a good argument with. You know what I mean? So he could find the buttons to push to make you angry that you would actually put out the emotion and everything like that. You know, he was like in bliss. And he wouldn't let you go. You know, it's just like you get annoyed and you walk out. No, he'll follow you. Like that. So it's just not like that. But I heard just recently, the last, you know, some weeks, that he still uses these kind of tactics and that. And so then some devotees were saying that they were, you know, very dissatisfied in the dealings and all that because of that. You know, what and I'm talking about where I had that, you know, samskar that is so, like, you know, how you say, indelibly, you know, ingrained in your consciousness. That was 1980. Yeah. That was 1980. And he's still doing the same thing today. So then it becomes a problem. But so that's the point, is that argument is a tool for something. So if it's for your own enjoyment, then yes, you can use it for that, but it won't find you the absolute truth. It's just a matter of becoming better and better and better. You know, so you have guys like you, so many common that you especially, it's very, very popular. You go down and do programs at the university. Because people are trained, they're quite intelligent, they're clever. And so then whatever you come in to give a lecture on, they'll want to poke holes in it. Because, I mean, technically that's what the modern academy is about. You have your thesis, if no one else can poke holes in it, then it stands. And it's accepted thesis. Whether it becomes mainstream or not, that's another thing, but at least they leave you alone. So your thesis is as good as long as someone else doesn't find a fault. That's truth. Truth means that thesis that hasn't been disproved yet. You know? So then many there, they know how to argue. They'll find immediately some, what they, perceive as a fault. But most of the time what they're talking about is Vitanda. The clever guy that just likes to, is Vitanda. He's just pointing out because how you said it wasn't as clever as how he would have said it, so therefore he finds a fault. But then you have some who have, you know, some issues and some, you know, philosophies and all that. They'll argue to try to establish their own. But there's no question that there's necessary listening to what you're saying. You know, and then that'll be another group who you're speaking, they'll listen and maybe ask questions to try to understand it more, and that's a third group. So previously that was supposed to be the first group. So when Socrates was around, that was the group. You know? And then have those who had their own philosophy, then it should continue until it comes around. But having those who would just argue just because they were clever, that wasn't considered appropriate. Mm-hmm.
You need one small boy to do the little higher part. Fills it out.
Always.
Yeah, yeah. When you have the big and the small, it comes out really good. Oh, well, that's the high note. So
I remember the small boy.
I still remember that. But he means small, meaning when he was chanting the mantras.
Yeah.
Not smaller than that.
You remember old?
You remember that 12 lifetimes.
No. Specific one.
So, Maharaj, back to this point, I mean, even Jiva Goswami was kind of cautioned
regarding this point, but it's not Krishna.
Yes. Yes. Just because it was just a move, because there is the disciple who was there, and you're living basically as recluses. And so then, because you see, is that up to, well, it means they would all go, but especially with the Goswamis up to, let's say, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then it's not that you wouldn't go out, but you only go out to places where people were interested. Harinam, you go anywhere. So we see like Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu, they go out anywhere, you know, like that. But if you're actually going to speak, they would generally go to audiences that they would reciprocate. And so, and those that won't, then you don't bother. So there, because the pandit had insulted Rupa Goswami, therefore, based on that, Jiva Goswami was speaking. But Rupa Goswami is looking at it, no, but we're, you know, basically living this kind of more like recluses. Why would we get involved? So if I didn't get involved, that was, it was actually, that was the plan. You don't waste your time talking to this guy. You know, so he would look at it from that angle. So it wasn't that he was getting into argument just to get into argument. It was actually because he was trying to establish for, you know, protecting Rupa Goswami. But you do have that mood, so you have to. So both are correct. Jiva Goswami is not wrong. So that's what Sanatana Goswami later said. But because it's a mood and you don't want to upset the what's going on, and that, you know, because then he gets defeated, then it gets, you know, goes back, and then he was defeated by that, and then others might want to come and try their luck. You know, that turns into the whole thing. So this way you just kind of low profile, stay out of the way, no one bothers you, and then your preaching goes on very nicely. So. If you study scriptures, so that was from Tako apritishta ha no apritishta shrutayo vibhinna Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 17:186. If you study scriptures, so in the world there are many varieties of scriptures. There is Bible, there is Bhagavad Gita, there is Quran, there is so on. Which one is correct? That also you cannot decide. Shrutayo vibhinnaha. And nasau munir yasya matam na bhinnam. And if you consult philosophers or scientists, every philosopher differs from the other. Otherwise, he cannot become a great big scientist. He must give a different view. Then he is a big scientist. So, nasau munir yasya matam na bhinnam. Then where is the way to understand? The conclusion is Mahajano Yena Gatasapantaha. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 17:186. Mahajana, great personalities, recognize the Acharyas. That what they say you follow. That is the best system. And so you're following what they're saying, it's not you, it means it's not that it's an option. What they're saying is actually how you can follow it, because you're not going to understand the Veda anyway. Because if you could, then why is it all the great rishis and munis and all that have studied the Veda and they are all have different opinions? So therefore you follow in the footsteps of the Acharyas. Then it works out. Does that make sense? So it's not a relative thing. It's very subtle. You know. Because you're seeing scriptures through the eyes of the great personalities, but what you're seeing is what the scriptures are saying. It's not that, okay, we hear from the Acharyas, we don't need the scripture. Because then it turns into sentiment again. Because then you just have the religious side, not the philosophy. Right? Does that make sense? And the Acharyas will only speak what's in the scripture, according to the scripture. They're not going to adjust it. Does that make sense? So yeah, one has to be careful.
Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one place he says that actually from all Brahmanas, the sun is the highest in the sense that the scriptures actually believe in his heart, so he can actually explain the scripture. Not that it should be the best.
Yes, yes. Because what he says is always in line with scripture. And scripture is in line with what they say, so it goes there, but they're on the transcendental platform. So it's not up to us to interpret it how we like. Because the devotees are the most important, therefore I'm a devotee, therefore what I says is most important. Like that. So that logical won't work. That's
so it seems the most crucial is to ascertain who is the sadhu.
Yes, ascertain. So that for us is, that's the importance in the Kali Yuga. When Lord Chaitanya, when they're preaching, then he establishes the founder acharya. Because the founder acharya means now you know how it's understood. So you see everything. The previous acharya is in line with that. You see the scriptures in line, everything in line. Because he's actually saying what the scriptures say. But you can't relativize him by the scriptures. So where you like what he says, you say, oh, you see the scriptures from Prabhupada. But then if it's not what you like, and you have some other thing, scripture says something you like, then you see, but you see Prabhupada through the scriptures. So then you pick and choose, because the thing is, it's correct, but at the same time, is without the proper explanation, you're going to end up with sentiment or mental speculation. You know, which was the point that Jiva Goswami was coming up. So it's very, very, very fine point, is that, but they're only speaking Shastra. It's not there. It's not that, oh, we don't care for the Shastra, we just care for what Prabhupada said. Prabhupada's only saying Shastra. You can't say, you know, like Prabhupada said, love me, love my dog. You can't say, well, I like you, I don't like your dog. That's not a very close relationship.
It's like Jesus sometimes will go to the Father.
Yeah, yeah. They'll play out both sides, you know. They go to the father. Mommy said this, you know. Go there. That didn't go. Daddy said this. What? You know. So at least they can't get what they want. At least the mother and father can fight, you know. So everybody's miserable. So. Yes.
Maharaj,
Prabhupada
said that 10 years ago, I thought this one. Person, he was a descendant of Prophet Muhammad, and all of his ancestors was our Sufis. They were the masters of Sufism, his ancestors.
So they were Sufis?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so he's in the Sufi line.
But he was an atheist.
He was an atheist.
Yes, and I asked him, why did you leave your line and why you lost faith in God? He said that because we have many problems in Islam. For example, Islam was divided on two lines because they couldn't understand one action of Prophet Muhammad. Then, for example, one day he touched his arm. No, he cut his finger and some blood went out. Then his daughter
wrapped it.
Yeah.
Okay, put on a bandage.
And after this, he went to take the bus. One group of his followers explained that it happened because of blood.
That he took the bath because of blood.
Yes, and the second group said it because his daughter touched him and the woman is a lot pure and that's why he took the bath. And because of this situation was a big problem and two different mascots appeared in this world. Mascots who climb
very
high. Okay.
Okay.
Maybe it was just a time for him to take bath.
Yeah, whatever. There was just bath time. He cut himself before he'd normally take bath. And so then
the lady bodies and the time bodies. Now there's three different.
Yeah, the smartest.
It's just example
how people can be confused. Yes. You have to understand the thing because you have to see is what you know. What is he talking about? You know.
Interesting that they taught all those guys because in Islam
Yeah, but that's also means why don't they take the example of that he's actually taking bath? He's out in the middle of the desert, but he's still taking a bath. Why not take that as the example? Baths are important. You should take bath. Even if you cut your finger, you should still take your bath.
It's interesting, the original argument, as far as I understood, maybe I didn't catch it properly, it was that I don't follow Islam because of that.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the connection?
He doesn't follow because of that.
Contradiction.
I mean, we need contradictions constantly. Just every minute of my life, I see contradictions. Should I, like, end my existence or what?
Once you started telling the story, I thought they lost faith because now how could he be a prophet if he's a man? That's where I thought the story was going.
Oh, really?
Instead it was, why did he take it back?
So maybe that's why then, because of you had, you know, schisms in the religion because of bath, but then there are also those persons like Europeans and that in those days who very rarely took baths.
Just avoid schism.
Yeah, then you avoid there's no problem. Like Elizabeth, Queen of Elizabeth I, I heard she only took two baths in her life. Maybe just an urban rumor. Yeah, when she was born or when she died.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, because she was running the line between the Catholics and the Protestants and keeping from killing each other. Because her sister, she just went in and wiped out the Protestants. She was Catholic. You know, and so then she came in and stopped the fighting. So I think she didn't really strongly take either side, though technically she's the head of the Protestant church. But this way she's trying to hold it together by not taking a bath. And taking this.
Not to cause
any
confusion.
Yeah, not to cause
any confusion. You could probably talk to her because she's so stinky.
Could be. But I think in those days everybody was stinky, so it's just you get used to it.
She was
stinky
rich.
Like mature. I don't know if it's a Russian tradition or it's in Christianity in general, but there's one day in the year, it's called Pure Thursday.
Pure Thursday.
Pure Thursday. So on that Thursday, you must take off. Any other time, it's up to you. Whether you, it's off. Yeah.
Once so at least year. Once a year, they're
at
taking
least
it back.
You must.
Is it in the winter?
I'm not sure.
It's on the hottest day.
I'm not sure. Just in Chitlev. Fresh? No.
It's always the winter there, more or less.
So that's the rule. But otherwise, you're not interested in this much.
Oh, okay.
It has to be the day.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. You follow. That is the best system. So anyone who is speaking about God with authority, take for example Jesus Christ, he's speaking in the Western world. You accept him. We Indians, we accept Chaitanya or Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya. That is the way. That is the way, because these acharyas, these authorities, they are speaking about God. None of them speaking that you become happy here. No, none of them. Either Christ or Chaitanya or Muhammad, no one is saying. No one has said. So according to the time, circumstances, position, either you follow any one of them as it suits you, or if you can make a comparative study, you follow the best one. So therefore, our conclusion is Krishna is the best. He is God. Christ is Son of God. So we don't differ Son of God and God. That is all right. But when the Father is speaking personally, he is speaking that the Son, he is speaking what the Son has spoken, plus something because he is more experienced. So take the Father and follow him. That's all. Muhammad says he is a servant of God. Christ says he is son of God. And Krishna says, I am God. So where is the difference? The Son will say the same thing. The servant will say the same thing. And the Father will also say the same thing. So theology means to know God and abide by his order. That is my understanding. But theology does not mean to make research who is God. That is theosophy. So if you are a theologians, then you must know what is God and abide by his order. Garden conversation with professors, Los Angeles, June 24th, 1975. Yeah, professors, okay. Theologians. What's the difference between, oh, is that just plural? You have a theologian. Is one. So instead of theologians, you have theologians. No?
Sometimes your prophet used the interesting words.
Yeah, no, but I mean it works.
Yeah.
That's
it's just a logician who is using theology for his purpose.
Theologians. Oh, maybe. Theistic logicians.
The difference between Bhakti Mishra Karma and Karma Mishra Bhakti, where you put the emphasis. So they're more logicians than
theologians. Oh, nice. Okay. How then can it be. Okay. Then back to Jiva Goswami. How then can it be an accessory to true knowledge? It can be an accessory to true knowledge because such a deliberation, by ascertaining the grounds in favor of true knowledge, i.e., in favor of the correct alternative, strengthens the efficiency of the instrument of valid knowledge. And from this enhanced efficiency results right knowledge. Because you're choosing the correct aspects, and that will then bring you farther forward in the knowledge. Because you're always, boy, the ultimate is that surrender to Krishna, that service to Krishna. That's always happening. Then it's a matter of the stepping stones that you're going through, you know, the different aspects, the flow of the philosophy. You're seeing that one after another is building and bringing you to the various conclusions, or you're seeing it from different angles. Okay. Tarka. Which thus is an accessory to the instruments of valid knowledge, is mentioned in the sutra defining Vada. Oh, this is not Jiva Goswami, this is Vatsyayana, in his commentary. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's amazing, because you're discussing the same points, but just from different angles. Tarka, which is thus an accessory to the instruments of valid knowledge, is mentioned in the sutra defining Vada, Nyaya Sutra 1142, conjointly with Pramana, because it lends support to Pramana. End of Rishi Vatsyayana's commentary. Riti, His Holiness Sahutra Swami. Tarka may be translated as hypothetical reasoning or argument. All the systems of Indian philosophy agree that it is simply the mind's jabbering that creates confusion and misunderstanding within and without. Because the mind is clouded by its own modifications, it is very important to wash out these confusions before attempting to understand something solely through the mind. For this purpose, Nyaya philosophy discusses the possible problems of the mind and clarifies its confusions, using such processes as Tarka. Tarka is the process of questioning and cross-questioning what leads to a particular conclusion. It is a form of supposition that can be used as an aid to the attainment of valid knowledge. Tarka can become a great instrument for analyzing a common statement and for discriminating valid knowledge from invalid knowledge. Right, so that's just the thing, is that you're analyzing to see that it's correct, then now you can move forward with the discussion. Somebody said, So it would be different than what do you call it? The Nigamana, where you have a conclusion. Or what's the other? There's another word?
Siddhanta.
Yes, Siddhanta. Like that, because these are elements that you're confirming so that you can come to that point. Right? Otherwise, it would be the same. Right? Jiva Goswami makes the point, if you have something that's exactly the same as something else, why would you call it something different? How would you identify its difference? So there is some difference. So that's why the Tarka has its own.
So you mean between Pratyeka and the conclusion, there should be some difference?
Yeah?
Yes. There's some, because you have the aspect that you're bringing up all the shastric evidence, you're actually, because the first one is pramana, you know, and that pramana will be the shastra, and then you're going to have, you know, pramana through inference, then you're going to have pramana through pratyaksha, then you're going to have pramana through similarity. Like that, you know, can that in support of those other three. But so the last one has to be able to hold all of them together. So you're seeing it in the conclusion that you see all these aspects, how they're not contradictory to each other. So if you're still seeing contradiction, then you haven't come to the conclusion yet. Then it's just a matter of, you're still on the platform of Tarka. You're still, you know, within, if you're wanting to get the results, then that's Vada. Does that make sense? So vada means you're having a discussion because you want to know the truth. Tarka means you want to analyze what is a correct assertion or not. Like that. Yes.
So tarka becomes an anumana praman only when anumana praman in itself is just you are seeing the shabda praman or pratyaksha praman and analyzing it using your intelligence, then it becomes anuman praman because it follows after either pratyaksha or shabda. Now, that process of analysis requires a certain science.
Mm-hmm.
That is the tarka.
That's the tarka.
Because that's why it's always emphasized, that's why it's the tool which is used in anuman praman, but it itself not a praman.
Mm-hmm.
Because there you are not bringing out shabda or pratyaksha praman into picture, but when you say anumana praman, then you are seeing in context of shabda or pratyaksha.
It's always in context of those two.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like you have the hill and the smoke, but you're establishing, is it actually smoke, is it actually hill, you know, and then establishing the fire and smoke go together. And so if those others have been established as smoke and a hill, then fire and smoke are together, therefore then this is fire and smoke. So that the smoke is smoke and the hill is a hill, or that fire and smoke are connected, that'll be your aspects of tarka. But that's not the conclusion.
Yes.
You know, it's not the evidence itself. It's just that your facts are correct. How you're progressing is correct. And so, does that make sense? It's just like, let's say, you're tighten a bolt. So first you have to ascertain which is the proper wrench. But just because you figured out the wrench doesn't mean that the bolt has been tightened. Does that make sense? So you need Tarka to understand that what you're dealing with is correct, but it itself is not the... So that's the thing people argue over, but they're arguing, have you established the point? You know, people are arguing so many things. You know what I'm saying? It's always... Yeah.
Back to the point of the pratyaksha and the nirvana. So the pratyaksha sounds something when you are styled out, and then when you put all the elements of rasa,
Rasa, then at the end, it's rasa, the whole style of everything is in one. Yeah. And it's more solid at the end because it's giving it similarity.
Similarity between the rasa and tattva.
Yes, giving the, yeah, between the rasa and tattva.
The only difference is rasa has to be tasted, it cannot be spoken. Tattva has to be spoken and established.
Mm-hmm. And that's the taste.
That's the taste. So, whether the taste comes first or...
Ah, yes, which came first?
Or
the chicken. You don't call it dry philosophy for nothing.
You have to know the taste.
Yeah, well, it's like, because everybody has a taste. It's not necessarily what you get in bhakti, the taste there, because that's what the soul is looking for. But on the conditioned flat, it's like the camel tasting thorns. He'll think it tastes very good, you know. Or there's animals that eat dirt, you know, and then they get sick. Everything grows from the dirt. That means it's there. I read something where it was... years ago, I don't know where it was, but there was some problem that they had some pest, you know, so it's always a standard thing is that if it's a pest, you bring in that thing that eats the pest. But they didn't bring in the thing that ate the thing that ate the pest. And no, it's not that this happened in pest. Right? Because you have food in pest. Yeah. But I think it was in Europe somewhere. So they brought in, I think, koi, those Japanese fish. You know, the kind of your original goldfish before they messed with them. You know, and so then they went in, they ate whatever it was. But then when those guys were gone, then you know they're still hungry. So they started eating the mud. So all the banks of the river and everything, and it completely messed everything up. And so. Yeah, they didn't expect that one. So they eat mud, so they're good. You know?
The remedy is good and disease.
Yes. Yeah. There was always that. Australia, they brought in, there was some bug that was eating the sugar cane, and then they brought in this frog that ate those bugs, but then the thing that the frog itself is even worse. You know? Yeah, because there isn't that whatever eats the frogs isn't there. Well, where they're originally from, then. It's like we'll say there's millions of mosquitoes, but you can imagine if the things that ate the mosquitoes weren't here, then how many mosquitoes there'd be. Riti. Next, the ninth padartha. Called Nirnaya is elaborated. Nirnaya, final ascertainment, is the culmination of Nyaya as it has conclusively established the right nature of an object. It marks the end of the first Ahamika. So here you're going to get a difference because Nirnaya, so you're getting a final ascertainment. Because Tarka will mean you'll be getting intermediary ascertainments. You're getting a correct ascertainment, but it's not the final one. It's only in a line to get to something, right? Because it means if you're walking, you want to put your foot down and see when it's solid. Then you pick up your other foot and put it down again. But it doesn't mean just because I picked up my foot and put it down that I'm already at my destination. Does that make sense? So when it's the last step that you actually get to the destination, that's Nirnaya.
And so Ahanika is a section within the chapter. So the literal word ahanika means discourse in a day. Means all this can be explained in a day. That's why he called it as.
Wow. So should we be calling them like a...
Masika?
Yeah, or what do you call it? What do you call those? Ritus. Yeah. Ritu is the season?
Season.
2 months. 2 months. So you have... I say half month, that's the Petris, then the month, and then you have, that's the moon, then you have the 2 months, that's the season, then the 6 months, and that's the demigods, then you have the 1 year, and then you have, I think for the sun it goes in groups of 5 years, because 60, there's a 60-year cycle, so there's five groups of 12. So it goes 12 and then repeats, but there'll be slight flavors. So I think that's where that may be where the Chinese have theirs from, because they go off the solar years. They have the 12 animals.
Yeah.
It's for the 12 years, but then they also have a variation within that. You know, like someone's a dragon, and then the gold dragon, or the this dragon, or that dragon. So it's probably based off of that 60-year and that cycle. And they get pretty close, because anything, you get these general things, you can tell. It may not tell you exactly if you'll, who will get the last spoon of peanut butter, but you know, it'll Oh, it's one of the five elements. Okay, so then that's and then that goes in with their medicine, because they do that. They do. I mean, from the mucus bile and air, because we just take those three, but they add in the ether and the air and the I think an earth or something. So the one becomes metal, the other becomes wood. I think when you mix with the ether, then you get the wood. When you mix it with the metal, then you get. I mean, the metal is another mix. So it's just the same thing. They just use combinations. Well, we're just using the three main, and naturally combinations. You know, vata, pitta, pitta, kapha, like that. So okay, that's interesting. Okay. Sutra 1.1.41. Okay, so they're done. So that's your time.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, 15 minutes.
I haven't heard this one for a while. Yeah. Govinda Maharaj used to sing this a lot. It's really nice.
That's
good.
So the fact will be in the judicial system, it will be different arguments, different groups. The lawyers who put and establish in front of the jury. Right. Then when the judge actually issues the verdict.
Yes. Yes. Because you have to know, if the guy, is the guy a rat bag or not?
Yes.
You know, so you have to figure that out. And once you figure that out, then, and then in which ways? You know what I mean? So it's, you have to prove things that makes him a rat bag, so he becomes a rat bag, and then you make your decision.
Also, that should be in the context of the shabda, how is it relevant to this case even?
Yeah. No, that's
shabda,
also
there.
So you can't just, you feel like that, and so therefore it's praman. Yeah, amazing that there's no one accepts feeling as praman. Yeah, no, now that's the thing, is that feeling is the real pramana. Like, I remember, someone told me before, I didn't quite catch the implication of it, but I think it was in the mid-90s. We were doing something, we were saying, well, that's just, this is the fact, this is what's going on. He says, no, but people perceive it in this way. I said, well, that's wrong, it's like this. And then he made the point, perception is everything. Like that. And so that became the basis of our where we are today. Like that. Because that thing is, if people perceive it that way, that's the reality, not what you're doing. But then that's for prestige, that's for politics, that's for this and that. It's something, yes, you have to take into consideration, but that doesn't mean it's correct. They're taking it, no, it's correct because it's perception. So if people perceive it this way, and it's giving it back, we have to change it to get them to perceive it in the right way. But from the political, rather than educate them on what the scripture says and what tradition and why we're doing it. Because that's not the approach. Okay. Final ascertainment, nirnaya, is the determination avadharana of the right nature of an object, artha, after having an initial doubt, vimarsya, about it, through the establishment of the thesis, paksha, and the refutation of the antithesis, pratipaksha. Oh, I see, that's what pratipaksha is. You have paksha and pratipaksha. Footnote 24. Person may develop a doubt if certain statements made by one of two parties are opposed by the other party. His doubt is not removed till he can vindicate the parties by the application of reasons. The process by which the vindication is effected is called ascertainment. Ascertainment is not, however, in all cases preceded by doubt. For instance, in the case of perception, things are ascertained directly. So also we ascertain things directly by the authority of Scripture. So one was it was not even the sensual like that, it was their emotional perception. Because when they're saying perception here, they mean pratyaksha. But this is another thing where it's a supposed, it's how I feel about how, what comes into my senses, how I feel about that. So you're taking, so your context of means you're taking everything else as abstract, and what you feel is concrete, and what I feel is concrete is reality for everyone. Right? So hence the authoritarian liberals. Right? Because they're supposedly liberal, meaning they're considering everybody, but no, it's how I feel is how everyone has to feel. So if you feel how I feel or agree with how I feel, then you're one of the everyone. And if you don't, then you're one of the outcasts that we are not very liberal accommodating towards.
Liberal means you should be very liberal with my authority.
Yeah, it means you should accommodate my authoritarian position, because the problem is it falls apart. It's because if everyone's equal, then each one can be doing from their perspective, and then at some point it's not functioning. And so while they go on like this in the room, someone else will go out of the room and get it done.
Well, in Bhagavad Gita, for example, Krishna understands how he feels, but he doesn't just let him stay there.
No. Yes. Yes.
There's a higher level. This is how you should feel.
Yes. 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 Yes, we're fools. Because fools feel like that, and no one's going to say anything. But it's supposed to be the scholarly is supposed to see it differently. Yeah. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.